Proclamation number 5603 of 15th of February, 1953. Two different worlds. There are two worlds, the spiritual kingdom and the earthly world, and they cannot both be entered at the same time because they are completely opposite, and therefore the human being must decide for one of these two worlds. The earthly world is indeed the natural abode of the human being, and therefore also appears to the human being as his kingdom to which he is to pay tribute. But the human being's task consists of the soul freeing itself from all impressions of this earthly world, of recognizing its appearance and striving towards the true, of rising into the kingdom which will be its abode after a short time, which is its true home and which offers it what the earthly world can never offer it: unlimited bliss and eternal life. The human being should gain this realization on earth that he only temporarily inhabits a world which is transient, a world where everything on it is, as it were, only a pretense, where everything is to be overcome in order to be able to rise freely into the spiritual kingdom which will remain when the earthly world passes away. The recognition of this influences the human being's will and actions, and can result in the human being dwelling in the spiritual kingdom even though he still lives on earth. But then he is mentally and willingly renounce the earthly world, for he despises the earthly world as much as he strives for the spiritual world, because it is not possible to strive for both at the same time. They are two different kingdoms, and the lords are also completely opposite, for the earthly world certainly arose through God's will, yet all creations still belong to God's adversary according to their spiritual nature. And this spiritual substance, which is bound in the works of creation, shall be liberated from its control. The final liberation shall be accomplished by the human being himself by voluntarily detaching himself from everything belonging to earth, by turning his desire away from the things of the earthly world and turning it towards the spiritual kingdom, thus consciously striving towards the kingdom of God. However, this striving first requires the recognition of the worthlessness of all earthly things. It requires faith in a God who is perfect and in his love wants to prepare a blissful fate for his living creations, and thus it also requires the human being's love for God, otherwise God and his kingdom would not be striven for. It presupposes a degree of knowledge, and this shall be made possible for people through the transmission of the divine word, for the human being must first be informed of his task in earthly life before he can make any kind of decision. The human being certainly stands in the midst of the earthly world, and yet he should strive towards the spiritual kingdom. God helps him in every way to become free from the earthly world. Yet anyone who clings to earth and its goods will never seek the path upwards. He will also never want to and be able to separate himself, for he still allows himself to be held by the Lord of the world. He does not direct his gaze upwards and therefore remains bound, even though he feels free as long as he stays on earth. But once he has to take the path into the spiritual kingdom, as soon as the earthly world closes itself to him at the time of his physical death. But then he will find nothing to replace what he has given up. The kingdom of light will not accept him, for he is not suitable for it. He will always be drawn back to earth, and even there he will no longer be accepted. He is in the spiritual kingdom but in unspeakable torment and darkness because he did not use earthly life to strive for light and life. Amen.